are being truly acceptable in God's sight. That's what I'm more interested than anything. But if you're out there, you might be on drugs, you might be on alcohol, you might be into a life of debauchery. You're going against the very grain of nature itself. You know that God has intended a better life for you. Listen, we want to pray with you. We would like to meet with you at 1400 College Drive this Sunday, if possible. 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. All denominations, all seats are free. And I want to tell you that deliverance still is available. The Holy Ghost is still available. I'm not just talking about jumping and shouting. I'm talking about being empowered and infused with power from on high. So until next week, join us right back here again for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. My wife, Minister Mildred, all the saints at the Moments of Inspiration ministry in Pineville would love to meet you. Until then, God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. And trust me, there ain't nothing that a devil that has not been placed back in hell yet can do about it. We love you. Bye-bye.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you say,
yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know. It just, well, when this hour comes through the week, man, I just get excited. I told you, you know, something come up on me, you know, and I know what it is, you know. It's, the Bible called it the Spirit of the Lord. It's kind of like what Jesus said. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, he said he's anointed me. Everything that I do, everything that, excuse me, everything that you heard of me doing and everything else, he never attributed none of those mighty works unto himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, it's the Father that doeth the work. I'm the material that the Father uses, and the Holy Spirit, he's the contractor. He's the builder. He's the one who take the material that comes from the Father and manifests exactly what the Father desire and want in seed. And he attributed all of that to the the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's the one that's in that's at work in the earth today. The Bible said, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Some theologians say, you know, you're talking, well, we know kind of like that's where we go on. He's talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, or the Godhead in creating mankind in his image, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Let us. You know, that being the case, you know, each one of them have a part to play. The Father has a part to play. The Son has a part to play, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit has a part to play. The part that the Father has to play, listen to this carefully, is finished. The part that the Son has to play, it's finished too. The one that's at work in the earth today, completing, you know, the work of the Father, is the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's ministering in the earth today. Jesus is gone. The work that the Father sent him to do, he on the cross, remember what he said? Father, it's finished. I'm through. He sent me to reestablish your kingdom upon the earth and to make the kingdom of heaven available to the hearts and spirits and souls and bodies of mankind here on the earth to pay the penalty for their sins, to cleanse them up so they can come into it, teach them how it operates and how it functions. Hey, when he died up on the cross and rose, he said, it's finished, Father. The work that you gave me to do, my part, is finished. The Father part said, you know, and God said on the first day, and God said on the second day, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. And he said, and on the seventh day, God finished from all his works, and he rested. So the Father, he finished. I told you, he declared the end from the beginning. The Son, he finished too. The Holy Spirit, he's the one that's at work in the earth today. You know, if we're not careful, we'll get in his way. If we mean well, you know, we really mean well. We really mean well, you know, we be doing the best we can. But, you know, and it'd be a good thing. But we be trying to get the Holy Spirit in on what we're doing and what we think and how we see it. Instead of finding out what the Father has done and what the Son has completed and what they're doing. And then, man, you know, getting in on that and allowing the Holy Spirit to manifest that in our lives. That's what he needs. You know, he can't operate the other way. He can't help us, man, you know, get our kingdom to come and our will to be done. Got to be God's kingdom come and his will be done. And you find out what God's kingdom is, what God doing, you know, and get in on his will, then everything that you have need of on a daily basis to accomplish that, that'll be added unto you. That's your daily bread. Holy Spirit is seated there. Jesus left. He said, hey, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you back, man. The same Spirit that was upon me, that anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Hey, listen, if you're brokenhearted out there, you don't have to be brokenhearted. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you might think you're going through. And it might seem hard. It might be hard. It might be a fact that it's hard. But the truth of the matter is, hallelujah. Hey boy, ain't nothing compared to, man, the glory and the person who you are. If you're brokenhearted out there, you know, I decree and declare to you today that the Spirit of the Lord, that's the same Spirit of the Lord that was upon Jesus to heal a broken heart. It's the same Spirit of the Lord that's upon us as believers to do the same thing too. How you do that, Arthur? Just speak the word. And the Holy Spirit, he do the work. I told you, Jesus never attributed none of those miracles to himself. He just spoke the word. And the Holy Spirit took that word and man went to work and created exactly what he said. So if you're brokenhearted out there, I say unto you today, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let me make that clear to you. be healed because that's what your Father in heaven said. That's what your brother Jesus said. Not me. That's what your Father said. Whenever you say your prayers and then you end it in the name of Jesus, you're simply saying, Lord, that's because that's what you said. In other words, you say, Lord, that's what you said. Every time you say in the name of Jesus, you're just telling God that's what you said. So that tell you there, right there, what you ought to pray. You got to pray the word of God, the will of God. Not your will. And not your desire. His will and his desire. And get in on that. See, our will and our desire, those are good things. Those are good things. But his will and his desire, those the best we could come up with, you know, is a joke compared to his will and his desire for our lives. And the Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God, but when you say the kingdom of God, I mean his will and his desire. What he say, what he doing. Not what my church doing, not what my denomination doing, not what I'm doing, you know, not what I want to do, not what we want to do. But if you seek, if you go after God to find out, man, Lord, what you doing first, I guarantee you he'll show it to you. He'll show you what he's doing. I tell you what he's doing, you know. He reestablished his kingdom back up on the earth through his son. His way of doing things back up on the earth through his son and by the power of his Holy Spirit, man, through believers like you and I, man, are reconciling, man, the world back unto himself. What you mean, Arthur? Joining mankind back up to God and letting mankind know, man, that the wall of partition that separated us from God, even though he was in our presence, but that middle wall of partition that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies, that's the place that they had built so that God could tabernacle with them. What you mean? So that God could dwell among them. He couldn't live in them no more. But he always said, I ain't going to never leave you. And I ain't going to never forsake you. I'm going to be right there with you. I don't care where you go. I'm going to be right there among you. So build me a place so that I can tabernacle with you, so I can cohabitate with you until I can, man, you know, until the son can finish his work. And when the son finishes his work, I no longer can cohabitate with you. I can cohabitate in you. I'm going to say that again. See, right now, we're not careful. We're getting try to get him in on what we're doing, the good thing we're doing, then he cohabitate with us. And sometimes it's hard to go behind the veil, you know, when you're doing it that way, because that ain't his will, and he don't flow like that. But boy, if you know that middle wall of partition that separated man, you know, the God from mankind has been torn in two. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, now that has happened, you can come boldly. Listen to what it say. You can come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. So I say it again, man. If you're brokenhearted out there, man, you don't have to be brokenhearted no more. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Why? Because, man, you know he's sent to heal the brokenhearted. That's what he's sent to do, to heal your brokenhearted. And, man, when you know that you know that you know, and you can know that you know that you know that you know that you know that no matter what you're going through, everything is all right. When you know the destiny that God has for your life and everything that you're going through, that you just sojourning through this world and everything that you're going through right here is just a means to an end. And that don't mean you have to stay there, what you're going through. That means, hey, man, you know, if you suffer with him, he didn't say if you, that's it, if you got to suffer with him. He say, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. See, when he came to this earth, he was a suffering savior. Man, right now, he a reigning king, seated at the right hand of the Father. And you know what the good news is? In you, in me, in all of us who were dead in trespass and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Listen to this. far above all principalities, powers, dominion.